The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you on the way to the best health? Or are you doing a 180? In order to live longer and better, you need to be aware of your food, your environment, and your lifestyle. Welcome to the Gillette Nutrition Show with your host, Greg Gillette. You don't need to be part of the statistics that over half of society lives by. It's time to take control. Now, here is your host, Greg Gillette.
Hello and good afternoon or evening, depending on where you are listening from. Welcome to the Gillette Nutrition Show here on Voice America. It's a wonderful day. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Also, now I know, depending on how you're feeling physically or mentally, it could affect your day. And one of the biggest health issues I have seen over the last 10 years being in the nutrition field with my clients and just talking to people in general is digestion. Digestive health, in my opinion, is the most widespread epidemic, health epidemic we're seeing in society. And why is that so? I'm going to cover the reason digestive health is so important and why people are having unhealthy digestion in this country. And perhaps in the world, because I feel as the fast food conglomerates and the big companies in this country are slowly taking over the world with the food supply, and I believe digestive health is becoming so important all around the world. And there is a direct link to every illness and disease out there to digestion. It may not be 100% link, but there's not a single chronic health issue or disease that doesn't have a digestive component to it. Now, my name is Greg Gillette, no relation to the razor. I'm the owner of Gillette Nutrition. I'm a nutritionist, herbalist, and health coach. I always mention health coach because that's truly what I do. I'm coaching people, helping them to achieve their greatest health possible. And one of my mottos is achieve awesome and amazing health with Gillette Nutrition. So if you go to my website, GilletteNutrition.com, you'll see that on every page. And I have all the social media. I have YouTube channel and always giving good tidbits out on social media. And my phone number is 541-414-8396, or you can email me, Greg@GilletteNutrition.com. So back to digestive wellness or health. There's also the, I call it the gut-brain connection. Even people that have learning disabilities, I've helped them, attention deficit disorder for children or even adults, there is a connection to faulty digestion. Anxiety, depression, a lot of those cases will also have a direct link to digestion. Not all the time. You can be anxious about work or a relationship, or feeling depressed if a loved one died or something. That's a little different. But if it's chronic, it's going to be a direct link to digestive health. So what are the types of diseases we're seeing out there, illnesses, health issues? Now, acutely, that's different. We're all going to have acute issues at times. If we're traveling, you might get a stomach bug. You might get a little diarrhea. And that's going to happen. That's just part of living in the modern world and traveling and stress and so forth. But as far as chronic issues, we're seeing so much out there. And that's every client I help, that's the first thing I ask them pretty much is digestive health. What's going on there? Have you had any problems in the past? Or are you currently having any problems? So there's Obviously, there are serious illnesses and diseases with digestive health. Most people, if you don't fall into that category, you can have chronic stomach aches, chronic nausea, chronic gas. I think most everyone in this country probably has too much gas, and it's just from not eating the healthy foods. The body's not able to break these foods down, and you get gas. Burping, and a lot of people have constipation, chronic constipation. It's not a disease or illness, but it is a health issue. So it can be very, very frustrating when you have these health issues. And so often people get on drugs, stay on the drugs, and the doctors never really look at the real cause of why these health issues, when the digestive tract are going on. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to talk about the types of illnesses we're seeing out there in the digestive tract. And then I also want to go over the parts of the digestive system. A lot of people just don't know how intricate and detailed the digestive system is, starting with your mouth and ending with your colon when you have a bowel movement and all the parts in between. So it's very elaborate what goes on. And also I'll touch base on the pH balance. Your body's constantly modifying, changing the pH levels in all the different parts of the body to give you and create perfect health for your body and mind. So first thing I want to talk about is stomach acid issues, HCL. Your stomach acid really needs to be strong. It needs to have really strong digestive fire to be able to break down the food you eat, predominantly protein. And so often we're eating protein, but there's also fat usually attached to protein. But the stomach's main role is to break down these proteins so then that the small intestine will break them down even further, and then you'll have protein throughout your body. Unfortunately, most people, I don't know how would I say most, but a good amount of the people in this country have too low of stomach acid. Their hydrochloric acid in their stomach is not low enough. Now, it's too high pH, but not low enough in levels. The stomach should be probably around a 3 to 4 on the pH scale, and 7 being neutral, 14 being very alkaline. So if you were to pour stomach acid on your skin, it would definitely burn. But the body's very amazing. The stomach lining buffers the stomach acid. And then when the foods come out of the stomach into the small intestine, the pancreas secretes bicarbonate to neutralize the acid because the small intestine is alkaline. So it's kind of fascinating, just throwing a little information out there with you. But back to the HCL issue, most heartburn, gas, burping, bloating is from a lack of stomach acid. And that's pretty much your first line of a healthy digestive system is your stomach acid. Well, let me back up for a second. Probably your first line of defense is appreciating the food you're consuming and chewing your food properly in your mouth. Your mouth is slightly alkaline, so it will help break down some of the carbohydrates if you eat carbs, which you shouldn't eat too many of them. The mouth will help. So it's really the mouth, how you're chewing your food, your environment, if you're relaxed and enjoying community with your food and hopefully friends and family. But then it goes to the stomach, and that's where the stomach acid has to react to it, make a chime ball. And there's three or four health issues that would say you are probably having low stomach acid. And one is say you eat a protein meal. Now, this won't apply to just eating fruit or salad. But if you're eating protein, eggs or any type of meat, tofu, even beans, there's some protein in them. And after you eat it, within an hour, if you're having gas and belching and just a heavy, full feeling in your stomach, like a rock sitting in there, there's a most likely you don't have enough stomach acid. Now, there's times where at the beginning, people might actually have too much stomach acid. Your body's overcompensating, trying to break down these unhealthy foods you're eating, and that can cause acid reflux. However, if it's chronic, most of the time, it's going to be a lack of hydrochloric acid. And the lack comes from eating foods your body doesn't recognize. Sugar, coffee, unfortunately, if you're drinking too much, and alcohol, way too many starches, processed food, artificial food. These are just food-like substances. They're not real food. And your body cannot break these down. And so at first, your body will drum up more stomach acid, but after a while, it won't be able to produce as much acid as needed, and you'll have a lack of acid. And that, if not corrected, can cause a host of problems. If you're not digesting your protein, you're not rebuilding cells, you're not rebuilding everything in your body. So you can have a lot of malnutrition, stunted growth. Your neurotransmitters won't be fully there, built up properly, so you can have anxiety, feelings of depression, overwhelmness. Your body can start attacking itself because these proteins are not broken down properly. Then they come through the small intestine, and the small intestine and their enzymes from the pancreas cannot break the protein down. It just trickles down to a host of problems. A lot of the digestive health chronic issues like Crohn's disease, colitis, even celiac, diverticulitis, these are chronic, and they're irritable bowel disease. And a lot of them manifest into autoimmune problems where the body's actually attacking itself. So stomach acid is very, very important. The most simple way to see if you are lacking stomach acid, one way is you can take some apple cider vinegar, teaspoon, and a little water, drink that after you've eaten your meal or in the middle of the meal and see if that helps. Now, if you get a lot of acid from that, then you have too much acid. But most people should feel a little better, thus saying you have too little stomach acid. Now, another way is to use hydrochloric acid pills. Solaray has a good brand. Just go to the health food store. And what you would do is you would take one of those pills each time you ate a protein meal. And if you don't feel anything, no change for the better of your health, the next time you eat protein in a meal, you would take another pill. So you would jump up to two pills. And the idea here is to keep taking hydrochloric acid pills until you feel a slight burn in your stomach. And say you got up to five pills. And at the fifth pill, you ate your lunch or dinner, and you took five of these HCL pills with pepsin, and you feel a slight burn. And it shouldn't be dramatic, but okay, I'm feeling a little burn in the stomach. And then you know, hey, your body's needed that many pills to break down the protein. And so five is too much, so you would cut it down to four pills, and that's your target rate. So you would continue to take four of these pills each meal with protein. Now, when you eat your protein, you also want to eat fat with it. Fat and protein work together. So don't just eat lean meats. Eat fattier meats are better. And if you're eating a lean meat, eat some avocado, coconut oil. So you keep taking these four pills. And eventually, your stomach should get realigned with producing enough stomach acid so you could gradually get off these pills. Now, I know this works. I've used that for my own self in the past when I wasn't eating healthy and I was very stressed out. And I actually got up to taking seven pills each time I ate protein. And by doing that, doing some apple cider vinegar, I also took some bitter herbs that stimulates digestion. And I did eat a little really good sea salt. I used real salt out of Utah. The pink Himalayan salt's really good. So salt can help rebuild the good salt, not the refined table salt, but good quality salt can help rebuild the stomach acid as well. So if you combine those things, you could possibly take some sauerkraut. That's going to help digest protein properly, and then that's going to help all the other systems of the digestive tract. So stomach acid is a very misdiagnosed health issue in this country, and most people have some sort of deficiency in stomach acid. So I could talk about it a lot more, but I've got some more material to cover here. So all the diseases we're seeing, I mentioned Crohn's disease, celiac disease, colitis, diverticulitis, ulcers, and then irritable bowel syndrome. That's not really a disease, but it's very frustrating and can be chronically a real pain for people that are going through that. Now, all of these digestive issues are slightly different depending on where in the body they're occurring. They all can be treated similarly. I mean, obviously, we have to look at stomach acid with all of these health issues. And then you look at some of these diseases, health issues are more in the small intestine. So we have to look at what the small intestine does. Some are in the large intestine. Some we have to look at what the pancreas is doing. And the liver is always important. And the pancreas. They're always doing stuff to help digestion. Now, Crohn's disease is simply the inability to digest and absorb your food. So most people with Crohn's disease are going to be losing weight because they're not absorbing food. They can have constipation and diarrhea going back and forth, real weak, no energy, fatigue, depression, anxiety, or feelings of depression and anxiety. I always say feelings because you're not really anxious or depressed, and you feel these emotions. It's like you feel joy. And you're also not your disease. You would say dealing with Crohn's disease. It's the same with diabetic. People say I'm diabetic. That's not really the proper way to say it. Say I have a diabetes issue. It gives you a little more control over the disease and shows you that, you can do something. And myself, Greg Gillette here with Gillette Nutrition, can help you to find that perfect health for your body and mind. So with Crohn's disease, it's an inflammatory bowel disease, and usually in the small intestine and some in the colon. And I'll go back into more details on that. And then with celiac disease, most people have heard of that. It's gluten. You're not able to digest gluten, so you have a very highly sensitive and allergic to gluten products. And gluten is mainly found in wheat. Most people shouldn't be eating a lot of wheat, a lot of grains to begin with. All my clients, I get to reduce the grains, usually cut them out for a while, and for sometimes never eat them again. And some, there's a place for some starches. I prefer starches if you can eat a few, the sweet potato, baked potato, and if you can do a grain, non-glutinous grains. So wheat has the most, and so does barley and rye. So if gluten is very hard, it's that fluffy protein part that makes bread rise. And so with celiac disease, they can't break that down, and then the wheat and the undigested protein of the wheat is breaking through the microvilli of the small intestine and is causing a host of problems throughout the body. And that can also lead to autoimmune deficiencies. Now, colitis, slightly different, is an irritable bowel disease. And that's mainly inflamed large intestines and colon. Not so much the small intestine, but you still have to look at the small intestine. Small intestine is where most of the absorption takes place. And then it comes into the large intestine. The large intestine is mainly where most of your bacteria resides. There's more bacteria in your body, I think 10 times as much bacteria as cells. So we are just a living blob of bacteria and cholesterol. I think we're made up mainly as cholesterol and bacteria, and then you could say cells. But it's kind of unique what goes on in the body. And then we have diverticulitis, another irritable bowel disease, and that's inflammation of sacs. Little sacs form within the intestines, and that's usually in the large intestine also. And then we have ulcers. And then I'll talk about irritable bowel syndrome. We're coming up on the first break here on the Gillette Nutrition Show on Voice America. So stay tuned for the second part, and I'm going to dive more into these diseases such as colitis and irritable bowel syndrome and ulcers. And then I'm going to talk about the parts of the digestive process. All right, stay tuned for the second half of the Gillette Nutrition Show here on Voice America.
your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Greg Gillette is a nutritionist, herbalist, and owner of Gillette Nutrition. Visit GilletteNutrition.com. Nutrition is the best prevention and cure for illness and disease. Over 50% of the population has or will have a serious health condition, such as diabetes, heart disease, cancer, allergies, and obesity. You don't want to be part of this unhealthy epidemic. Learn the knowledge and the skills to lead a healthy and vibrant life. Choose the path to health. Contact Gillette Nutrition at 541-414-8396 or at GilletteNutrition.com. Achieve awesome and amazing health. In order to keep your body strong and healthy, you need to keep your brain strong and healthy. It can be thought of as a rudder that steers your ship, so to speak. While you may look good, are you feeling your best? Join Dr. Will Rogers each week for Energize Your Life. Our show will help keep your body, mind, and spirit finely tuned in order to keep your quality of life lasting longer and more balanced. Energize Your Life can be heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to the Gillette Nutrition Show. To contact us this week, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to greg@gillettenutrition.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the second segment of the Gillette Nutrition Show here on Voice America. Talk about digestive health and why it's such a serious health issue. And again, like I said earlier at the beginning, every chronic health issue or disease, arthritis, cancer, learning disabilities, some forms of anxiety and depression are all related, will all have a direct relationship to unhealthy digestion. And if you have a truly, not the word perfect, is anything perfect in life? But if you truly have close to perfect, or maybe a perfect digestive system, where everything's working beautifully, all the systems of the body are working synergistically together, you have the right bacteria, the cells are happy, the liver's happy, pancreas, the enzymes are producing, the stomach acid's great, you shouldn't have any chronic health issue or disease. Acute, yes, at times. You can feel anxious at times, yes, feelings of depression, and of course, feelings of joy come up. But you can have acute stuff, but not the chronic health issues. You should not have those if you have a great digestive tract. Now, back to the types of illnesses and disease. Back to colitis. It's just a pretty serious one. It is deemed a disease, inflammatory bowel disease. It's just inflammation of the large intestines and colon. So there's, again, it could be a lack of stomach acid and then lack of absorption. And then just the total mess up of the bacteria in the large intestine. The bacteria is truly the key to proper elimination and a good healthy body and mind. It's not so much fiber. And in fact, there's studies done and research of indigenous cultures all over the world and even clients of mine and myself, where I really don't eat a lot of fiber, some days very little, and I still have good digestion. So it's really the bacteria in your large colon that helps with elimination. And I've even read in research that your stool that comes out of your colon is really dead bacteria that's wrapped up in there with other matter, maybe some fiber if you're eating fiber that's undigestible. So it's really the key to digestive health is bacteria, not the fiber. And again, there have been studies of indigenous cultures, some in Africa, that pretty much ate no fiber. You look at Eskimos and they had the right digestion. Now, I'm not saying never eat fiber. It can get kind of boring if you're eating no carbs at all, so a little fruit and vegetables here and there. Now, we're going to the diverticulitis, another inflammatory bowel disease, is, again, inflammation that causes these sacs within the large intestine. So very similar to colitis, large intestine is messed up. Now, ulcers are a little different. They're open sores on mucous membranes of the intestines. If you have an ulcer in the intestine, usually a small intestine in the duodenal, the first part of the intestine, or you can have in the stomach, which would be a peptic ulcer. So these can be very painful. And there are various things you can do to help with that. And I'll, at the very end of the show, I'm going to talk about all the solutions. I'm going to give some solutions here and there throughout the show. But at the end, I'll go through all the solutions that can help with digestive problems. Now we have the irritable bowel syndrome. I talked about it earlier, not a full-fledged disease, but it is a very chronic and frustrating health issue. A lot of people have that. And a lot of people that have that also refer to it as possibly leaky gut. And it can turn into a chronic health issue or disease, health disease or illness. And it's bouts of constipation, and then you can have diarrhea, a lot of pain and bloating and leakage. And the leakage usually occurs in the large intestine with irritable bowel syndrome. And I'm going to read a good example. It's a book I have called Digestive Wellness by Elizabeth Lipsky. Very good book. And it's a really fun analogy. I'm going to read it real short. Talking about leaky gut. So I'm just reading straight from the book. Imagine that your cells need a kernel of corn. Not the best analogy. I don't really like corn, but we're going to use it anyway. And they're screaming out, "Hey, send me a kernel of corn." And the bloodstream replies, "I have a can of corn, but I don't have a can opener." So this can goes around and around while the cells starve for corn. And finally, your immune system reacts by making antibodies against the can of corn, treating the can of corn as if it were a foreign invader. So you can use that as protein. Say you ate some healthy eggs or healthy grass-fed beef. Hydrochloric acid is not low enough. The small intestine, the pancreas are weak. So you're not absorbing it. It gets through the microvilli into the bloodstream. And the cells need protein. "Hey, I need this protein." And the protein's floating around. It's too big, kind of like the can of corn. And the cells are starving of protein. Now, it could also be fat. If your pancreas is weak and you're not producing enough digestive enzymes, it could be fat as well. The cells need fat. "Hey, we're not getting our fat," and the fat's floating around, and the body starts attacking it, attacking these big molecular structures of fat or protein, and you cause autoimmune problems. So back to the book here. Your immune system has mobilized to finish the job of incomplete digestion, but this puts unneeded stress on it. So the next time you eat this corn or the protein or fat I was talking about, your body already has antibodies to react against it, which triggers the immune system. And as time goes on, people with leaky gut syndrome become more and more sensitive to a variety of foods, and even healthy foods. But it can be corrected. And the first thing, again, I'm going back to is you've got to look at stomach acid. Stomach acid is breaking the food down properly. You won't have trouble with the protein being too big. And if your digestive enzymes are working properly from your pancreas, breaking down the healthy fats, and also helping to break down protein and carbs further, you shouldn't have any problem. So that was just a little information from the book. I thought it was kind of neat. Now, another one, which a lot of people don't realize, is small intestine bacterial overgrowth. You can call it SIBO. Now, this occurs mainly in the small intestine. So a lot of these chronic issues will have a component of the small intestine bacterial overgrowth. And this is predominantly happens from overconsumption of sugar and overconsumption of starches and too much fruit. Now, all of these turn into sugar into the body. Any carbohydrate will turn into glucose. Now, it's important to eat some green vegetables. I like them more in a green veggie juice. But by large, majority of Americans eat too many starches, thus eating too much sugar. And the bacteria, it ferments in the stomach and also ferments in the small intestine, not breaking down properly. And then you have bacteria overgrowth. Most of your bacteria is in the large intestine. There is some bacteria in the small intestine, but it's not supposed to be an overgrowth like this. So this can cause major problems. And with small intestine bacterial overgrowth, it's best to eliminate starches, sugar, even fruit for 2 to 3 weeks. You should see dramatic changes within that short period. Taking a digestive enzyme would be helpful. And also hydrochloric acid pills. See if you need to take those. And some fermented food. Sauerkraut can help. Because we can eat healthy as possible, but if the organs in our body and the stomach acid is messed up, you're even going to have trouble digesting these healthy foods, healthy fats and proteins. So I'm going to just look at my notes here, scanning my mind. Okay. So I'm going to go to parts of the digestive system. A few minutes earlier on the first segment of the show, I talked about your mouth, eating healthy, slowly enjoying your food. That's very important. Stomach acid has got to be there. You got to have that digestive fire. On a side note, I read this great article about digestion, and it made sense. Digestion truly is the breakdown of the outer world. We have our bodies and ourself, and we're connected to the outer world and connected to others and the planets and the Mother Nature, but it is from the outside. So digestion is the breakdown of the outer world into nothingness or chaos. That makes sense. We have to break down, say you ate an avocado or a carrot. You got to completely break that food down into chaos, into nothingness, so the body can extract the nutrients and the minerals and the vitamins and the fatty acids, proteins, fats, and carbs from that food. You know, chaos, people might think chaos is disarray and kind of out of control. But to me, in reading this article, chaos has the potential for new growth. So as your digestive tract completely annihilates and breaks down the outer world into chaos, then you have the potential for new growth. So I thought that was a kind of a nice article that I read recently about digestion. So it truly is, you got to have the digestive fire to break the food down so you can become healthy and get the nutrients needed. Now, after the stomach, the small intestine comes into play, and the pancreas will shoot bicarbonate into the first part of the small intestine. And the gallbladder will squirt bile into that same area. Now, your liver makes bile, but it stores it, concentrates it in the gallbladder. And so the bile is going to break down fats into smaller globules so the body can digest them and assimilate them. And the bicarbonate, what that does, it neutralizes the stomach acid. Because the stomach is very acidic, but the small intestine is very alkaline. Not just extremely alkaline, but it's in the 7 to 8 pH scale. And the bulk of your nutritional absorption comes from the small intestine. And the small intestine is divided up into three parts. Yeah, the duodenum, the first part, and I might be pronouncing these wrong, but the genium and the ileum. So the second part is J-E-J-E-N-U-M, and the third part's I-L-E-U-M. And again, this is where the bile, bicarbonate, and enzymes meet. And a lot of nutrition is absorbed here. The bulk of your nutrition is absorbed. And as the small intestine absorbs the nutrients, it allows it to slip through the microvilli, these like wave-like little structures that line your intestines, into the bloodstream. And then the liver will deal with it, and from there it'll be able to go into all your cells to give you new growth in a healthy body and mind. And then after the small intestine, there's still going to be some absorption taking place in the large intestine. Now, again, as I stated earlier, the large intestine is where your the bulk of your bacteria resides. 10 times is the amount as we have cells. So it's kind of amazing. But your large intestine does do some absorption. It absorbs water and sodium, and it will also absorb some fat-soluble vitamins. And with the bacteria, this is kind of unique, in the large intestine, it can actually create some of the B vitamins, including B12 and vitamin K. So it's kind of amazing that the body can manufacture some of its own vitamins. Minerals, no. Minerals have to come from the soil and through the food you eat. Now, the large intestine is also, there are various parts, the ascending colon, transverse, descending, sigmoid, and then the rectum or anus. So back, I'm going to read real quick a little bit about the liver. Same book I read earlier, the Digestive Wellness book. The liver's your body's biggest detoxifying organ. It has so many functions it does. And anything that you ingest, the liver is going to deal with. It's the most overworked organ in the body. And like I said, it manufactures bile. And it makes and breaks down many hormones, including cholesterol. Cholesterol is the building blocks of all your hormones, and all your cells need cholesterol. And testosterone and estrogens, and it regulates blood sugar levels. And here's out of the book here. It processes all food, nutrients, alcohol, drugs, and other materials that enter the bloodstream. And then it lets them pass. So if it's healthy food and everything's going well, the liver lets it pass on into the cells, so the cells are happy. Or it breaks them down, or it can store them. Now, as you can see, the liver, if you're eating unhealthy, the liver can get enlarged, can become very unhealthy itself because it's trying to neutralize these toxins. Now, if it's a healthy liver, ever so often we get toxins in our body. It can neutralize them, and eventually you'll eliminate them. But the problem happens when you overwhelm the body with toxins, and the liver can get overwhelmed, and the whole nutrition level of the body is overwhelmed. The cells aren't getting the proper nutrition. Liver gets fatty because it can't break these toxins down. And then it stores them, not necessarily the liver. Usually toxins can be stored throughout the body. It wants it out of the blood, so the liver will store it in various parts of the body, various organs, using the fatty tissue. So that's what happens, and the body slowly breaks down. And the liver weighs 4.5 pounds, and it creates, manufactures 13,000 chemicals and has 2,000 enzyme systems. So you can see it does a lot of work, and our livers overall get burdened. So digestive enzymes are very important to help the liver and the pancreas. And if you, with digestive enzymes, I would make sure it's got a lot of lipase for fat, proteins for proteins, cellulose if you're eating fiber. I don't advocate dairy unless it's raw. So, if you are doing dairy, you can get lactase enzymes and then the amylase for the carbohydrate. So, definitely, if you have any of these health issues, you're going to need to take a really good digestive enzyme, probably short term, maybe a month or 6 months, just to give that extra boost to your body. And again, I talked about the hydrochloric acid pills. That would be also very important. Now, we're coming up on a break. So stay tuned for the third segment of the Gillette Nutrition Show. And on the third part, I'm going to go into some of the other problems, mainly what types of food is causing these health issues. It's not real food, I can tell you that. And how the glands and organs get weak. And then I'm going to go through some solutions. I've already talked about some solutions, but I'm going to go over those solutions again for you. So stay tuned for the third part of the Gillette Nutrition Show.
Your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Greg Gillette is a nutritionist, herbalist, and owner of Gillette Nutrition. Visit GilletteNutrition.com. Nutrition is the best prevention and cure for illness and disease. Over 50% of the population has or will have a serious health condition, such as diabetes, heart disease, cancer, allergies, and obesity. You don't want to be part of this unhealthy epidemic. Learn the knowledge and the skills to lead a healthy and vibrant life. Choose the path to health. Contact Gillette Nutrition at 541-414-8396 or at GilletteNutrition.com. Achieve awesome and amazing health.
Take charge of your fitness and take charge of your healthy life. Listen for Be Fit for Life with your host, Chad Austin. Think back over the past week, the past month, the past years. Are you like a lot of other people? Too busy with the kids, work, travel, social calendars, business calendars, the day, the night, this and that? Make the decision to be healthier. Just do it. Chad Austin has made a living from motivating people to stop excuses and make fitness a priority in their lives. Tune in every Monday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Gillette Nutrition Show. To contact us this week, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to greg@gillettenutrition.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the third and final segment of the Gillette Nutrition Show here on Voice America. We've been talking about digestive health. If you got any questions, call us, 866-472-5792. So I was talking about the parts of the digestive process. We're getting down toward the large intestine, and that's where the trillions of bacteria reside. And bacteria, our whole body's bacteria. It does so much for us. And the large intestine is mainly acidic. So the bacteria in the large intestine keeps an acidic environment. Now, acid levels in their proper formation in the large intestine and in the stomach. And your skin is acidic and your hair. It keeps out unwanted bacteria and harmful invaders that are out there. Now, I don't believe bacteria is bad, because even the so-called bad bacteria is in our body, E. coli and Salmonella. It's just in its right proportions. But truly, our skin is acidic and large intestine, stomach, to keep that balance, to keep a healthy body vibrant. And there are all sorts of different types of bacteria in our body. There's one type is the bifidus. I call it bifobacteriums. And again, they prevent colonization of the intestine by bacteria and yeast, the ones that can get out of hand if you're not eating properly. And they keep the pH balance proper. They keep it acidic. And if you are taking antibiotics, which I don't agree with, there's a place for them acutely, but they're going to hopefully keep the side effects lessened of antibiotic therapy. And again, I mentioned they help manufacture B vitamins. And in the large and colon, these bifobacteria help regulate bowel movements, help you have healthy stools throughout the day. That's very important. And it helps digest all your food, your lactose, if you are doing dairy, I'd mentioned. But raw dairy is really the way to go. And also it helps produce antibodies and antifungals. It'll even manufacture some essential fatty acids. So your bacteria is part of your immune system. Your white blood cells are your main immune fighters, but your bacteria is very important. It enhances the immune system cells. And also it helps break down bile acids, the bile from your liver. So it's really amazing what they do. And again, it'll prevent. Now, there's another bacteria part of the Lactobacillus acidophilus. That's a pretty popular one. That will prevent overgrowth of disease-causing microbes. A lot of them, mainly Candida. and it'll improve nutrient absorption. And again, this will also acidify the intestinal tract, and it helps prevent vaginal and urinary tract infections. So urinary tract needs to be acidic, and the vagina needs to be acidic. Very interesting. So a lot of women get, this is off topic, but a lot of women can get yeast infections or vaginal type infections from beauty care products, too much sugar. Even you can, even types of douches you use, if they're too alkaline, it can mess up the pH scale. So keep that in mind. So I'm going to go to some, I've talked about the problems briefly, but true annihilation, true breakdown of the outer food cannot happen when food is not real. There's no chaos. Thus, there's no room for growth. And you see that all, new growth. You see this all over society. People just with really bad digestive tracts. And again, as I've always state this throughout all my shows, it's pretty much the overconsumption of starches and sugars. And anyone who has any of these type of illnesses or diseases, as far as dietary, you got to cut the starches out. Maybe eliminating the rest of your life. It's not that difficult. But down the road, you might be able to bring them back if you, if they're fermented in very small amounts and you're eating healthy fats with them. But for short term, you need to eliminate the starches, the sugar, so there's no overgrowth of bacteria. And eliminate alcohol and coffee. And take some good probiotics, wide-spectrum probiotic. And again, this can be temporary. As you start eating fermented food, sauerkraut's really good, and you're eating some good vegetable juice. Now, for digestive problems, cabbage juice can be very helpful. Cabbage juice, not the tastiest, but you could add a little bit of celery, maybe in cucumber, maybe a hint of ginger, not too much turmeric, parsley. This should help also with digestion, especially the cabbage juice. Now, when people are eating these unhealthy foods, so there's no breakdown of the food, there's no room for chaos and new growth, the glands and organs can get weak. And I've stated this before, and the pancreas is unable to supply the digestive enzymes needed. And also, all your enzymes, this is very important, need, usually all your enzymes, or let me back up, all your enzymes have a certain mineral connected to it. So there's a lot of mineral deficiencies out there. So you have to look at the mineral issue, and I look at the mineral issue with my clients. Because if you're lacking proper trace minerals, the enzymes, even if the enzyme's there, it's not going to fire correctly. It's not going to produce the needed energy it needs to do the job it needs to do. That's a lot of words. So you have to look at your trace minerals. And unfortunately, most of the minerals from non-organic soil, they're lacking minerals. Now, you can get a lot of minerals from some from vegetable juices and vitamins. There's a real good product called Terramin Clay, which I get most of my clients on. It's a clay from California, has most all your minerals, trace minerals. You can get capsules or powder. And what's amazing about that product, it also can help detox, slowly absorb toxins in your stomach, in your, wherever they are, small intestine, large intestine. Minerals, raw cheese can be really good, real good sea salt. Now, not all my clients I get on sea salt. Depends on their mineral deficiencies. I do think sea salt can be good at the beginning for some people. And then down the road, if you're getting a lot of celery juice and you're getting minerals from that Terramin clay, and maybe some good unsalted raw cheese, then you might not need sea salt. It all depends on the system, on the person. But good Celtic sea salt, good Himalayan pink salt, that'll have good minerals. So a lot of this is a mineral deficiency. So that's why I'm covering all these bases here. I don't have that much more time on the show, but I could talk about this for hours. But I'm just trying to give you some little bit of information here and there about how all this stuff works. So really you have to look at the minerals. raw oysters. I mean, you could steam them, bake them, but raw oysters have a lot of minerals. Sea scallops has a lot of minerals. Even grass-fed beef will. And raw milk, if you're doing raw milk. Now, with dairy, if you're having any of these health issues, I wouldn't do raw milk. I would investigate definitely and do raw butter, preferably cultured raw butter. And I would look into making your own raw yogurt or kefir. So there can be a lot of benefits from raw dairy. But if you have a weak digestive system, raw milk probably wouldn't be the best at the beginning because there's still lactase in that. And when you culture the milk into a kefir or yogurt, it turns into lactic acid. So the sugar goes – the lactase is transformed, so it's not as much sugar. And if you have trouble with that as dairy, raw butter is one of the most healing fats out there. So I've never had anyone who can't digest the raw butter. I'm not talking raw, not pasteurized. So by large, by all means, if you're having one of these health issues and I'm working with you as you're one of my clients, you will not do any pasteurized dairy probably ever again. Well, the only exception might be it could be pasteurized butter down the road. But really, you've got to heal the gut, and pasteurized dairy is one of the biggest culprits. That and processed foods, alcohol, sugar, and more sugar and starches. And also with the wheat glands and organs, you can have sludging bile. So if your bile is sludge, not the proper minerals, and your liver's fatty, that can cause a host of problems. You're not breaking down your fat, and that can cause bloating, and that can cause... You can also have to look at your stools. What does your bowel movement look like? It should be nice shape, brown, not black, not too pale. If it's pale color, that's usually directly related to the liver. Not enough bile flow is coming out. And if it's kind of a messy stool, it's probably a fat deficiency, meaning you're not digesting and absorbing your fats properly. So you might want to look into digestive enzymes and the hydrochloric acid. And also, there's environmental toxins. I only have 4 minutes left, so we have to look at GMOs. Please stay away from genetically modified foods. You got to look at the chemicals in the environment. Even stuff you put on your skin, body care products need to be cleaned up. Because when we have a breakdown of the soil, and we're seeing this in the country, the soil is similar to our terrain in our body. When you have unhealthy soil, you have unhealthy crops, unhealthy digestive systems, unhealthy person. And you also have to look at emotional stress. That's definitely a component. Because I've had emotional stress in the past where I was eating really good and I still had some stomach issues. So I had to take some hydrochloric acid, took some 5-HTP, did some meditation, and it helped a lot. So the solutions, we talked about trace minerals, veggie juice, tamarind clay, sea salt. Again, it's the bacteria, not the fiber, that provides for healthy digestion and proper bowel movements. Fermented foods can be helpful. I talked about apple cider vinegar raw, sauerkraut, raw sauerkraut with really good sea salt. Raw eggs can be very beneficial. That, especially the yolk, that will coat and soothe your digestive tract and membranes all throughout your body, help your brain health, help your... All your cellular membranes are made of cholesterol. Give an extra boost to your liver. Some people have trouble with the raw whites. If you have trouble, if you have a little pain, cook the white, just eat the yolk. So some clients have to get just getting raw egg yolks. Then slowly they can add the white back. And again, depending on the situation, if it's a really chronic issue, one of these digestive problems for a long time, I would really advocate no fruit for probably a month, no grain, no beans, no processed and fake foods. It'd be more like a caveman-style diet with a little bit of raw dairy, especially raw butter. Avocados would be beneficial. And this should slowly and truly heal your digestive system, and along with taking some good some good digestive enzymes, hydrochloric acid if you need it, and good bacteria. You should be on your way to health. And this is where I come into play. I'll help you and coach you what type of supplements are good, how to take them, which foods, when to eat them, how often you should eat through the day, There's some herbal remedies that can help: peppermint, slippery elm bark, and the digestive bitters can help jumpstart the liver and the whole digestive tract. So give me a call, look me up, GilletteNutrition.com. I've helped so many people with their health, including digestive health. The reason I'm so passionate about health is as a kid, I had so many digestive problems. Never a diagnosed disease, but I had chronic stomach aches and also had chronic anxiety and feelings of depression. And once I figured that out years ago, it's much better now. So I can help you too. GilletteNutrition.com. My number is 541-414-8396. So give me a call. I'm here to serve and help you to feel your absolute best. Now, next week is going to be exciting. I believe it's the 16th. The next Monday, 4 p.m., I'll be talking about another huge health issue that's misdiagnosed, which is adrenal fatigue. You know, I've had some adrenal fatigue. And so tune in next week. We'll talk about adrenal fatigue, all the health issues that are related to it, and why you might have fatigue, allergies, immune deficiencies when your adrenal glands are not working properly. So it's been a pleasure again talking to you about digestive health. If I can help you in any way with digestion or any other health problems, illnesses, disease, issues, look me up, GilletteNutrition.com. And please tune in next week for my talk on adrenal fatigue. It's going to be a great one. Thanks again for listening to the Gillette Nutrition Show on Voice America. Have a healthy day.
Thank you again for tuning in to the Gillette Nutrition Show. Greg will be back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, for another edition designed to get you back to a better life on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.